Good morning, welcome back to Nachyomi. Today we're going to be learning together Mizmor Tzadiches, the 98th Psalm in the book of Tehillim. Let's take a quick look at this. This should be familiar. We are still in Kabbalah's Shabbos. We're in the section which is used for our introduction to Shabbos. It is a short Mizmor. It is made up of instruction. 9 psukim divided into 3 equal sections. The first 3 psukim are about how Hashem reveals himself, how salvation expresses itself in this world. The next 3 psukim, Dalad to Vav, are a call to the people of earth to give a praise to Hashem. And finally, the last 3 psukim, Zion to Tes, are a call to the natural aspects of this world to come together to give praise to Hashem. It is worthwhile noticing that there are obviously lots of triangles, parallels of words. So, for instance, in the first section, Yehoshua, which is salvation, is mentioned 3 times. In the second section, Zimra, praise, is mentioned 3 times. It's almost as if we're witnessing the salvation unfold, and therefore there's a requisite response, which is the response of ultimately Zimra, which is song. In terms of the content and theme, the Mizmor is a Mizmor of thanksgiving or praise of Hashem for his revelation when saving the nation of Israel. This revelation, which is described in the first section, is so profound and so impactful that the Meshorer, the narrator, turns both to all the inhabitants of the earth and to all the elements of the universe to praise Hashem for the salvation he brought to Israel. The Malbim does point out that there is a change over here from what used to be. That means to say, the last 2 Mizmorim, the focus has been Hashem expressing himself through providence, through the natural course of history, through the natural course of physics. However, in this Mizmor, we are talking about Yehoshua's, which are Niflois. Niflois means to say something which is supernatural. We're seeing Hashem in a more explicit and more singular expression in this way, and that is a divergence from the Mizmorim we have seen up till now. In terms of structure, it's worthwhile noting that both in framework and in wordplay, the first stanza, the first 3 psukim, is reflected both in the second and third one in terms of wordplays. And this is important because the first stanza, in a certain sense, is the Yehoshua, is the salvation, and the second 2 stanzas are responding to it both in the human realm and in the organic life on this world, which is beyond the human realm. Even the inorganic matter is praising Hashem. In terms of structure, it is very similar to Mizmor Tzadi Vav, with the 96th Psalm, which is 2 before it. And they're so similar that sometimes when one is learning, when one is davening Kabbalah's Shabbos, when one is bringing in Shabbos, sometimes one gets confused whether one is in Tzadi Vav or Tzadi Ches, whether one's in 96 or 98. It is worthwhile noting that they are not carbon copies of one another. They are different. There are a few different themes and words which are chosen between the two of them. So, for instance, in Tzadi Vav, there is the notion of the destruction of idolatry in the world, which is not expressed in this one. And then this one is the description of the salvation of Kol Beis Israel, of the whole house of Israel, which is not mentioned in Tzadi Vav. It is interesting to note that the themes which alternate, the themes which only appear in one and not the other, are both found in the interleading Mizmor, which is Tzadi Zayin 97, indicating these are clearly 3 read one after the other. There is a sequence here in terms of this description or the unfolding of Hashem's revelation in the world. In terms of the events behind this Mizmor, it is not clear what this is referring to, because although it is true that the salvations are being described, and these are incredible salvations, it's not clear whether we're talking about something which happened in the past or we're talking about the future. Ibn Ezra talks about this and describes that he says, "Ulai zeh Mizmor al Bias HaGoel." This is perhaps referring to the future, about the Redeemer coming, Mashiach coming. However, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Chof Dalet Amud Beis, has a very fascinating application of this Mizmor, and it goes back to a very interesting story which occurs in Sefer Shmuel, Shmuel Beis, where it describes, I apologize, in Sefer Shmuel Aleph, where there's a very interesting occurrence which happens, and that is that after Eli is the Kohen and the Shofet at the time, the Philistines, the Plishtim, take control of the Aron. They capture it in battle, they destroy the Mishkan, and at this point in time, the Aron goes into captivity to the area of Gaza, where the Philistines have their stronghold, and they place it in one of their shrines, and the idol keeps falling over, Dagon keeps falling over and gets shattered, and they move it around, and wherever they move it around, disease and terrible plagues follow. There's hemorrhoids, there's all types of terrible diseases which occur in each of the cities of the main the main areas, Ashkelon, Ashdod, all the areas where the Philistines occupied this particular juncture in history, to such a point that they want to send it back. But they're still a little bit cynical. So what do? They make a kind of test. So what they do is they make a wagon, and they put the Aron on the wagon, and they're about to send it off. They send it off with gifts. A very interesting description of what those gifts are: golden images. But they send it off, and they want to do one last test. So what do? They let the cart be driven by or pulled by these mother cows, and then they place the children of the mother cows trapped away from them off the road. And they want to know, are the cows going to go forward to the area of Beit Shemesh, which is where the Israelites are, or are they going to go back to where they would naturally go, which is to their cars? And Tanakh tells us, Vayasharna haparois baderech, and they went yashar on the road. What does that mean? So the word yashar in Hebrew does mean straight, which means to say that they went forth and they went straight along the road, and they ignored the call of their calves, even though they perhaps would naturally have gone that direction. But the Gemara actually goes so far as to say that Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Meir Sheamru Shira. They actually turned and said Shira. The word Yashar is Vatosharan doesn't just come from the word and they went straight, but it also comes from the word that they sang. And the Gemara asks, well, what exactly did they sing? And one of the suggestions in the Gemara is, it is this Mizmor. It is this Mizmor itself, Mizmor Shir LaHashem Shir Chadash, Kinifla Ois, Asa HaShir LaYamino Israel Kodsha. And perhaps what the Gemara is saying is that the song of nature, as the Maharal says in this Gemara, in Beragoras, he says a very interesting thing, is that the song, the natural song of the cows, is to do what is natural. HaKadosh Baruch Hu programmed nature in a certain way, and when it does that, that is the song of God, because it's expressing the values and the ideas of its creator. In this case, ironically, the values and the ideas of the creator would be actually to bring the Aaron back and to disavow the hesitation and cynicism of the Philistines. That is the nature which supersedes the nature of going to its calf. So is there, in a certain sense, there is a conflict between its natural song of nature and the Shir Chadash, the new song which Hashem supersedes on and re-implants in it a new program to go straight despite the fact that its calves are behind it. That's part of the song of this, and the conflict between sometimes what we seem to see as natural in our lives and what we know to be what is the right and natural thing to be doing. And this is the conflict these cows had, and ultimately they sang the song as they got it right. It is, or in terms of the places in our davening, this appears, this of course is the fourth of the six mizmorim that we start Kabbalah Shabbos with before we get to the Chadoidi. In the Nusach of the Sfaridim, it is added to Pesukei de Zimra on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And there are a number of Pesukim from Tzadi Ches and Tzadi Vav, which are used in Malchios, the section of the Shemona Esrei of Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. In terms of a word or a pasuk in the highlight, in the spotlight, the first pasuk, this Mizmor, is very fascinating. It reads as follows: Mizmor Shiru La Hashem Shir Chadash, let us sing a new song to Hashem, Ki Nifla Oisasa, because He did wonders with us, Hoshia Lo Yamino Uzra Kodshoi. Let Him bring salvation with His right hand and His outstretched holy arm. And the question one has to ask oneself is the tenses over here. So when is this referring to? Because is this talking about something which Hashem did? He did good things in the past. But if so, then why is it a new song? You should sing about what happened in the past and it's not new. And if it's going to be a Shir Chadash about the future, then why is it Kinifla Ois Asa? Why is it all the things that He did? So the Shlach HaKadosh says a very fascinating thing, and that is that, no, we are talking about Le'asid Lava. We're talking about in the very future where we hope Hashem is going to bring the salvation. But our belief system is so strong, our faithfulness is so strong, then when we look to the future, and we, with the tenets and the axioms of the past, when we know that Hashem will bring Geula, and we say every day, Ani Mamin Be'emunah Shlema B'Vias HaMashiach, Ani Mamin, when we say that on a daily basis, when we express our axioms of faith, they are so concrete, they are so tangible, they are so alive, it's as if they already happened, even though they have not yet actually physically happened yet. And that is the belief system upon which this Mizmor is predicated, being able to sing about the future as if it is something which we've already seen in our own lives. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.